Coming up on August 21st, the nation will get, at least some of the nation, will get a pretty good look at a full solar eclipse. And that's going to be a major feature of Astronomy Day in Kalamazoo on Saturday at KVCC. One of the featured speakers is Tyler Norgren, who is a professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Redlands in California. But on top of that, he is an artist, an astrophotographer, and also the author of the book Sun, Moon, Earth, The History of Solar Eclipses from Omens of Doom to Einstein and Exoplanets. And he joins us via Skype from his home in Claremont, California. Thanks for being with us.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Now, not everyone, including, unfortunately, people here in Michigan, will get the full effect of the eclipse on the 21st. Is that correct?
That's correct. But everybody in the United States is going to get a chance to see at least a partial eclipse that day.
Why are eclipses so special historically and scientifically, for that matter?
They're this wonderful opportunity to see parts of the sun that at all other times are utterly invisible. And so throughout history, we've learned about the sun, how the sun works. We learn about our place in the universe in relation to the sun. It's helped scientists and philosophers figure out by timing eclipses when they occur. It allows us to identify calendars and know that our calendars are correct. So a lot of science, the history of science, is really wrapped up in this wonderfully beautiful event.
Well, they've had a big impact on history and societies, though. Is that right?
Absolutely. And you can go back to this idea that people are terrified of solar eclipses. Up until relatively recently, really within the last couple hundred years of human history, prior to that, they were things that just happened. And when they did, they were utterly terrifying. And so if you wanted to stop a battle, and there's in history evidence that battles between nations stopped because of the sudden appearance of these things.
What other kinds of impacts have eclipses had other than, as you say, stopping battles?
Well, you take a look down through history, and there appear to be these instances, especially in literature, where a total solar eclipse or a total lunar eclipse seem to be some kind of omen of either a great occurrence or as something that told you that something profound had just happened. There are people that interpret this sudden darkness at the crucifixion as being a total solar eclipse, perhaps. In Norse mythology, Ragnarok, the end of days is heralded by the sun turning black. Later on in British history, there's associations of total solar eclipses with the deaths of kings. And eventually it became this thing that even if you didn't happen to have a total eclipse at the time of your profound event, if you wanted that event to be seen profound, you went and just found an eclipse that seemed to work. Maybe one that happened a year or two ago, or maybe you just made one up.
If you want to get the full eclipse experience on August 21st, where are the best places to be?
The best place, the ideal place is within totality, the band of totality. And that band is about 70 miles wide, north and south, and it stretches from the Oregon coast, Newport, Oregon, diagonally across the country. So through Idaho, Wyoming, through Nebraska and Missouri, St. Louis gets part of this band of totality. And then diagonally out through Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and eventually out through South Carolina. So if you are within that band that's fairly narrow but stretches from coast to coast, you'll get to see all of these amazing events that are associated with a total solar eclipse.
Now, looking at an eclipse involves some safety considerations. How can you view an eclipse, solar eclipse, safely?
So just like on any typical day, we know not to stare at the sun. The sun is bright. Kids, adults, our brains know that you should not be staring at this super bright orb in the sky. And during a solar eclipse, for all of that eclipse where any portion of the sun's disk is visible, it is too bright to look at. It is too bright to stare at. You should not look at it. So what we have are solar eclipse glasses. These are widely available. They're going to be even more widely available as the day of the eclipse comes on. They cost maybe a dollar. They're cardboard. They have special filters that are the lenses, and they allow you to look at the partial phase of the eclipse safely. So everybody, no matter where you are in the United States, you're going to want a pair of these, because even if you are in that band of totality, up until that moment of totality, when the moon is only partly covering the sun's disk, you're going to need to use these safe solar eclipse glasses.
What if you use or want to use something like a telescope or binoculars?
If you want to use a telescope or binoculars, you need to make sure that there is an appropriate solar filter on the front end of those, that telescope or those binoculars. Do not, and I repeat, do not attempt to look through a pair of binoculars while wearing solar eclipse glasses, because you're just going to be focusing that bright rays of the sun right onto those eclipse glasses, and that is dangerous to do. So if somebody hands you a pair of binoculars or asks you to look through their telescope, make sure that they've got some kind of real filter on the front of that. It should be very silvered. You know, ask them where they got it. Find out, you know, just verify this isn't something they just built themselves.
Often I hear it said that actually the best way to do it is, if you're using a telescope especially, is to project the image onto a piece of paper or something.
And in fact, that's the ideal way to show a lot of people the eclipse all at once. Have the telescope project the image onto a piece of paper or to a white wall or to a screen. And that way, everybody can stand around and watch the eclipse happen without having to go and look through the telescope. And you'll be able to see sunspots. If there are sunspots on the sun that day, you'll be able to see that. So it really is a marvelous way to show an entire crowd what's going on, because it's going to be exciting.
Now, you've experienced a number of these yourself. When the eclipse reaches its total phase, I mean, what is it like?
It is unworldly. And I just want to say that there is no photograph, and there's even no description that really conveys what's going to happen. Because in the final seconds before totality happens, you have just a tiny bit of the sun's disk still projecting around the edge of the moon. And so the entire landscape is being lit up by essentially a pencil beam of light. It's like the world's brightest spotlight. Shadows on the ground suddenly get sharp, because by normal day, we're illuminated by this big, broad sun. But in those final seconds of the partial phase, we're being lit up by this tiny pinprick of light. And then at the last second, those last rays of the sun, they shine down through valleys between mountains on the very edge of the moon, and you get what's called Bailey's beads. So the sun breaks up into these little points of light that flicker along the edge of the moon. And then as the last one disappears, we call that the diamond ring, that last spot of light. And at the moment that diamond ring appears, that last tiny pinprick of light, that's your signal that you can take your solar eclipse glasses off, because that's when the sun disappears. And at that moment, the temperature drops, the sky goes dark, the brighter stars come out, the corona, this ghostly crown, the outer atmosphere of the sun becomes visible, possibly bright red prominences, eruptions of hydrogen gas on the edge of the sun might become visible. All of this happens suddenly. And it lasts for about the 2 minutes or however long totality happens, wherever you may be. And it's only those people within that path of totality to get to see all of this. And so with the temperature dropping, the hair stands up on your neck, you get goosebumps, birds and animals suddenly get quiet. And so it's this multi-sensory experience that just... You know, no photograph can do this justice. This is going to be the most viewed solar eclipse in human history, stretching all the way across the United States. Tens of millions, I'd say even potentially hundreds of millions of people are going to see this. And so in the age of social media, this will be the most photographed, the most shared, the most tweeted event in human history. And it's something I cannot overstate how profound an event this is going to be that we all get to take part in together.
Tyler Norgren is a professor of physics and astronomy at the University of Redlands in California, and he'll be one of the featured speakers at this year's Astronomy Day in Kalamazoo. That's on Saturday at KVCC between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. He'll be talking about his book, Sun, Moon, Earth, Solar Eclipses from Omens to Awe. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.